This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and I'm speaking today with Charlie Ostuni. And Charlie is a well-known industry person. He's vice president of Mohawk Sweeping and is one of the most knowledgeable people about especially mechanical broom sweepers in the United States. Hi, Charlie.
How you doing?
Hey, so tell us about what you have done. Now, Charlie has come up with an alternative to the, they're called by several names, dirt shoes, skids, whatever you might call them in different parts of the country, but it's that skid that the main broom of a mechanical broom sweeper rides on. And first off, Charlie, if you would talk about some of the things you've seen through the years and what the problem is with the standard production main broom dirt shoe or dirt skid.
Well, whether it's the mobile, you know, AT Mobile sweeper or the Schwarz or the Elgin, going way back even into the 60s, they've all used the same type of metal shoe that'll keep the dirt inside the rear broom housing. And they've been bending, you know, since the 60s, and people just keep straightening them, put them on. They use regular metal. They use carbide metal. Some have used spring-loaded ones to prevent them from bending. But nothing's really, they all have the same typical design, and they all have the same problem, is that when they catch any rough terrain, a speed bump, a driveway apron, or a pothole, or any kind of obstacle, they're going to bend. And, you know, I've seen it. I fixed a million growing up. I've been doing this since I was 15 years old, straightening those skids. So I guess probably 12 years ago, we started using this new system. We now call it the Labor Saver Broom, but, you know, dirt shoe. And it's been working great for us. I've sold quite a few of them, and I haven't had anybody take them off the truck.
Well, I've seen them at a trade show, and it is just phenomenal. It's one of those things that when you look at it, you think, gee, why didn't I think of that? Or, you know, why haven't we been doing that for 20 years? And so talk about what that is. We'll have photos with this, too, but talk about what the difference is and how it works, if you would.
Well, with the bristles, it's a flexible skid. It holds the dirt in because it's strong enough to do that, but it's also flexible enough to go over a speed bump without actually rising up and down. It'll just go bristle by bristle, whether it's a manhole or any obstacle. It'll just feather right through it. So most you'll do is lose a little dirt on that obstacle, but you're saving the truck. You're saving the walls of the machine, all the metal, the whole, not just the skid, but the whole wall itself usually gets bent up pretty bad and takes a beating. You're eliminating all those problems with really, once the system's on, which takes probably 20, 30 minutes tops to put on, no welding required, it bolts right on. And all you're going to do is just take a cotter pin out and change the bristle on the side when you wear the rear broom out. It wears with the rear broom. It won't outwear the rear broom. It'll wear with it. So it's a pretty inexpensive way to, you know, put skids on your truck and not have any downtime, which is always the key in the sweeping industry, is not to have that downtime.
So, Charlie, I'm not seeing any downsides on this at all. Are there any kind of downsides to consider? Are there any kind of sweeping that you can't do with your Labor Saver dirt shoe that you can with a standard OEM set of skids?
No, we've been using in pretty much every application, plus the ones we've sold to other customers. But, you know, any range from sweeping parking lots, city streets, highways, you know, down right into the heavy milling application, which is why I really invented it, was for my own fleet in the milling industry. And it's definitely indestructible in that application with the manholes and the big lips in the road that you're trying to drive over. So it's worked great there. I haven't had anybody take them off yet.
Well, you know,
nobody's ever gone back to skid.
Right. I think that's the big validation. And I was totally impressed with your video and showing you know backing up over curbs and going into manholes and, you know, that have a lot of reveal and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's It does seem like something that I'm just surprised all the manufacturers, you know, haven't gone to. And what type of broom is in there? And then, you know, what is the kit that you provide?
Well, I give the whole kit, everything you need, nuts, bolts, hardware to bolt them right on. There's no welding involved. So it's really a 20-minute, you know, replacement fix. And then as the broom wears out, you'll just change those bristles on the side. The bristles are just, I get them from Keystone. It's a 40-inch strip. You don't have to buy a full mobile and then cut it and waste it. You can buy the exact size right from Keystone.
Oh, that's great.
And they're under $12 a piece. I think they're like $10 a piece. So that's the only expense you're going to have going forward once the initial expense of putting them on. It's cheap. I mean, compared to just one set of carbides or one set of plate skids, it's nothing. The savings is way up there.
Yeah, and so if somebody has, if they bend their skids, they can buy the replacement, the Labor Saver dirt shoe. If they wanted, they could have that just waiting for the next time their skids bend, but probably makes sense just to swap.
Yeah, it's so easy to put on, they probably wouldn't even wait. Ultimately, it would be better to put on with a new rear broom so that the bristles are the same size as the rear broom to start. But it's not a problem. It'll wear in anyway.
And there's no difference in the broom wear using the Labor Saver Dirt Shoe versus
season. No, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't affect it at all.
Well, you and I both know how fast main brooms wear, so it's not like you'd have to wait a couple years to be able to put on the Labor Saver Shoe.
No.
Okay, is there anything else that people ought to know about this? We can send them to a web page for more information, and they'll have the number to call you. And are there any other questions that you get that we haven't talked about?
No, that's pretty much most of the questions we get. And like I said, we can ship them out right away. They do fit. I got them for the mobiles. They do fit broom bearers and the M6000s, and they'll pretty much fit anything. I don't have all the trucks in my yard, so I don't have a template for every truck, but most trucks we can adapt to.
Okay.
And make it fit.
All right. Well, thanks again. It's always great seeing this kind of an innovation, and you've been at this for so many years that it's not surprising that you would come up with something like this. So I appreciate your time, and I anticipate that this interview should get some inquiries for you, because that's sure one of the problems that is out there is bending these side shoes on broom sweepers.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and good talking to you again, Ranger.
Yeah, we've been talking to Charlie Ostuni. He's the principal at Mohawk Sweeping, and they do much more there. They are known around the country for their work on especially mobile broom sweepers, but broom sweepers of all kinds in terms of repair, rebuild, and so forth. And they're out of New York. So thanks again, Charlie.
Thanks.